is going on, guys? My name is Austin, and welcome to this very special episode of Pinned, a Pro Wrestling Podcast. So we are about a month removed since StarCast, since All In, the Woodstock of professional wrestling, which we here at Pinned were delighted and lucky enough to attend. Thank you guys again so much for supporting us with our time that we spent at Podcast Row. Shout out to our fellow Podcast Row friends that we got to meet there. And shout out to the amazing pay-per-view of All In. Shout out to Cody and the Bucks for putting on an unbelievable show that we will never forget. But what we have for you today is something that I think you guys are going to really enjoy, because my co-host, my very good friend Chad, worked his ass off when we were at StarCast and wanted to make sure he got in so much content for you guys. And what we have for you today is a compilation of all of the interviews that Chad got with the wrestlers that were at StarCast. And there's a lot of interesting ones that you're going to want to stick around and listen to. We've got about 15 interviews, I want to say, that I think you guys are going to really enjoy. I want to shout out Chad. I'm recording this intro by myself because Chad's doing some work right now. I want to shout out my good buddy Chad. He did so much work for us, and he is such a hard worker, and we're so incredibly lucky to have him on the show here at Pinned. And I can tell you right now, like, he did so much for us. Like, I cannot be more thankful for all the work that he put in. And these interviews were just so much fun to listen to, and I'm sure you guys are gonna love listening to these too. But I'm talking a little too much. You guys aren't here for me right now. You're here to hear these interviews with these pro wrestlers that we met at StarCast. So without further ado, here are Chad's interviews at StarCast. Enjoy.
What's up, guys? Chad Pringle here with Pinned Podcast. Hopefully we get a better outcome than we did with the SoCal Uncensored interview. I am here with Steven Larson from Going In Raw. Definitely a moment in my life where I'm meeting two of my heroes, so just want to say that real quick.
Well, that's very nice.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was actually listening to you guys on my way here, so.
Wow,
yeah,
nice,
yeah.
Very cool.
So, I guess, how are you guys doing, first of all?
Doing well. It's been a bit of a long day, but since we've been here, it's been a blast. Got to meet a lot of really, really, really cool people.
Yeah, a lot of friendos are coming out.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. It's really cool.
Awesome. Yeah. So can we just, as wrestling fans, because we are wrestling fans first, can we just say just how unheard of an event like this would be? Like 10, 15 years ago, if someone would have said that this was happening, we would have thought it would have been crazy.
Yeah. I keep on thinking of that scene from The Wrestler, the movie, where they have like a wrestling convention there, and it's just like a really quiet room with a couple of tables.
It looks like a high school gym.
Yeah.
Room adjacent to it, so it's not even the actual gym, because that's probably where the show is taking place.
Right.
So you got the room adjacent to gym where all the wrestlers are there, and it's just kind of awkward even amongst all of them.
Yeah, like,
and
one
then,
guy's colostomy bag was leaking or something.
All that kind of
and
stuff.
And this is exactly the opposite of that.
Yes, yes. I have
this
not seen
amazing.
Any colostomy bags open since
well,
I've
still,
been here.
It's still early.
It's day one.
There's still 3 days left.
Yes, it's still. There have been a couple of times where I've seen somebody and been like, oh, I don't know. But, okay, so you guys are going to be here all weekend.
Yes.
What event at StarCast weekend? Are you guys attending anything? Are you most excited to see?
We're pretty much just sitting right here
just
the whole time.
Just sitting right here the whole
time? Yeah, pretty much. So tomorrow, I'm hoping we'll get some lull periods where we can get out and, like, walk around.
Yeah.
I bought a shirt, a couple minutes ago. It was really cool. And so, I don't know. Like, we didn't buy any meet and greets. I am still thinking of buying a ticket to Sami Callihan's N64 tournament, because I kind of think that I could win it.
Okay. That's Saturday, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to be there so I can see that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we should both buy tickets, because I kind of think that one of us could win it. It
could be an us final.
What do you get if you win?
It's like a $1,000 prize pack.
It's like a prize pack, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm entering it now, so you guys can't win.
There you go.
And as far as the All In show, you guys are attending the show.
Yes.
What match are you guys most excited to see?
Probably Kenny versus Penta.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wrestling purist in me says that, but the lols in me says Joey Janela and Adam Page.
Oh, that'll be good.
Did you guys see that I got made into a street fight?
Yeah, street fight now.
Yeah.
I'm also looking forward to Cody versus Aldis. I think that's going to be really good. It's going to be really interesting.
Do you think he's going to win?
No, I don't think Cody's going to win.
Up until a week ago, I thought it was an absolute lock that he would win.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if Corgan wants a guy who's going to be with New Japan and Ring of Honor on a consistent basis to be his champ.
No. Here's the thing. I think he would be stupid not to, but I doubt that, like, it would fit in with what he's trying to do.
Right,
maybe.
Yeah.
Like, contractually speaking, I'm not sure if, like, he can have the kind of control that he'd probably require to do what he wants to do.
And also,
because Cody's a very busy person.
Yeah,
and
yes. Dovetailing with that, if Corgan really wants the NWA champion to be a traveling, a world travel type guy, Cody's too busy to do that.
Yeah,
no, for real. All right, so I have one more question, and this is something podcast related. As people who have a very successful pro wrestling podcast, and as me and my co-host Austin, who's somewhere around here, I don't know, missing meeting you guys is going to be so upset. Do you guys have any advice for somebody trying to start a pro wrestling podcast? I'm sure you get that all the time.
Talk about what you really enjoy.
Yep, that'll translate to your audience.
Okay. Yeah, because you can't really fake it. They'll figure it out.
Yep.
So talk about what you really enjoy, and don't limit yourself in your distribution avenues. We're on YouTube, and we're in the audio realm, you know, wherever podcasts can be found. I know I say that every day.
You're citing it and you're to sleep
literally
now.
Literally didn't mean to do that.
Yeah.
Get out there. You know, like, if anybody can get everybody has smartphones these days. Their cameras are great.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a decent mic for like $50.
Yep.
And you can put it together. Do it on YouTube. Do it on, like I said, iOS, CastBox, all that shit.
All the audio stuff.
All the audio. Stitcher, all everything.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah.
Get on the road to Spotify, basically.
Try to be everywhere.
Yeah. The road to Spotify, yeah.
And don't be a downer. People, like, that's the number one thing that people say about us is like, oh, you guys are always so positive about wrestling. You guys always, you're never like negative.
It's like watching wrestling with your friends.
Just have fun with it.
I mean, more than anything, we go into work every day, I think, trying to find ways to make each other laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
That's kind of it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, guys. Thank you so much. What's up, guys? Chet Pringle here with at Pin Podcast. I am here with a fellow Michigander, Scott Steiner. Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man.
That's awesome. So, real quick, I just want to say, you know, it's a big honor meeting you. When I was like 11 years old, I actually was vacationing in the Upper Peninsula, and we were driving through, and there was like a black bear reserve that I went through. And I don't know if it was your mother or a grandparent or whatever. It was a really long time ago. But I walked in and I saw your picture and Rick's picture, and I was like, oh, are you guys wrestling fans? And they're like, yeah, Scott Steiner is like our family member.
Yeah, that was my uncle.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's got like 32 bears up there. Now, you know?
Yeah, you know, it was insane. I was hoping you'd be there, but you know, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, it's a ways up there, but I guess it's pretty cool. I've seen pictures, of course, my, you know, other family members, but I just haven't had time to go up there yet.
Yeah.
So. Well, I want to take my kids up there one day, so.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a blast. I got to feed a bear. It was awesome.
Right.
So, you know, you're here for StarCast weekend. Are you excited for the big All-In show?
Yeah. I mean, this is actually pretty amazing. I don't think it's ever been done before, like independent, sold out.
Yeah, they're calling it the Woodstock of wrestling. Yeah. It's 10, 15 years ago, I think this would have been unheard of an event.
Well, I don't think it's ever been done before.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I think that just shows you how much the wrestling fans really want to see something other than the bullshit that, you know, Vince is putting out.
Yeah, no, I agree. My co-host, and you can tell him how wrong he is in this recording, is a big WWE fan, and I'm the flip side of it that watches New Japan, Ring of Honor, Impact, saw your TNA run with Eli Drake, so.
Right. I mean, you know, you got to look who's in charge, and you see why the show sucks, you know. Anyway, it had nothing against the wrestlers. The wrestlers are
right.
Just doing their
job. They bust their asses.
You know what I mean? And it's unfortunate they get put in these awkward positions and stupid gimmicks, you know, because the people in charge of, you know,
absolutely.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah. So. It's definitely an entirely different side of the spectrum. So
yeah.
I guess before I leave, I'll ask, what match are you looking forward to the most for All In? What do you think will be the best match?
I think I actually think a lot of them are good. You know,
are we going to see in the over the budget battle royal?
No. I mean, but, you know, Omega, I've seen Omega wrestle a few times in Japan. And you know, I knew Young Bucks when they were in the TNA. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think both those, you know, Akata's wrestling, right?
Yeah, Marty Scurll.
Yeah, so.
That match is going to be awesome.
Yeah, Japanese, I've been over there, we should wrestle there all the time. A lot of pride with Japanese wrestlers. So
yeah,
I imagine that would be a good one too. You know.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, Scott, thank you. I'll see you packing up, so I'll be gone. But thank you for your time.
Oh yeah. Thanks, man. Yep.
Alright guys, what's up? Chad again with Pinned Podcast. We are at StarCast and I have a very special guest and he's going to tell you about himself. Why?
Here's why. Oh. I'm not a very special guest.
Oh,
I think that's too nice. I think that was too nice to me. I would just call myself a mediocre person.
Nah, man. You get more views than I do.
So. That's very good. Well, I don't know. So, I would never say that.
I would.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
So we are here with Simon Miller. Simon, how are you enjoying the first day of StarCast so far?
It's really cool. Like, the best thing about it is, I mean, I was saying to some people earlier, and apart from the buzz, there's a real cool buzz here, a lot of nice people, like your good self coming up and just chatting wrestling. But also, it kind of reminds you, because you probably get this, right? You make content, you put it out, you do stuff at What Culture, and I love it, right? I love my job. But you kind of forget the reach of it.
Yeah.
And then to come here and have people saying lovely stuff, and it kind of gives you a real motivation. So you got that, but there's wrestlers here too. I think it takes kind of the wrestling community and just makes it feel a bit more down to earth. And I mean that in a positive way.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So yeah, and it's only been here like a few hours.
Yeah,
so,
I just had a 5-minute conversation with Scott Steiner, and it was the most awesome yet scariest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Because that's what we do with Scott Steiner.
Exactly.
They're the two emotions that we have.
Mr. Steiner, can I have an interview?
Yeah, exactly. Well, great. We're going to get him soon as well, hopefully. Yeah. I mean, he's back tomorrow. But
yeah, really nice guy.
I bet he is. Yeah. I've got a good story for him as well.
So, all right. So, are you attending the All-In show?
Yes, we are. Yes. So, our plan with the All-In show is obviously to go and just enjoy it. And, you know, we're really pleased to be a part of it. But then we want to do some ups and downs straight. We want to do it to kind of time with all the rest of the show. We're going to try and do it literally outside the arena with all the fans around us.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, we're doing that. We did StarCast. We did a documentary at Pro Wrestling Tees earlier.
Oh, it's just been busy Simon Miller.
I mean, I like to be busy, right? But it's just been cool. And I think it's a real good reminder that wrestling's great, right? It sounds a bit cheesy, but it's true.
No, it's we're fans first, right?
And I think people forget that sometimes.
Yeah, right? I mean, I sometimes forget it. Like, I'm even here and I'm like, it's business. And then I see them selling Rey Mysterio masks and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get one.
Dude, mix that business with pleasure, man.
Exactly.
That's a dream. The dream is to do something that you wake up every day and go, man, I've lucked out here. So there's nothing wrong with that at all.
So with All In being said, what match are you looking forward to the most, do you think? It's a stacked card.
It kind of depends. I mean, if what I think is going to happen is going to happen, I think the Cody Rhodes versus Nick Aldis match will be good. Because if you see Cody Rhodes win the belt that his dad held.
See,
that,
I don't think he's going to win.
See, I don't think either. I think it's a much more interesting way to do it. But if he did, I think it'd be a nice moment. But I think in terms of sheer craziness, I mean, probably Omega versus Pentagon Jr.
Oh,
right? I think
it'd be great.
I don't see how they can't deliver. Even if they have a mediocre match, it's still going to be better than 9-10 matches that you watch. So those two are the ones I'm looking out for. But the whole card is, I mean, you've got Rey Mysterio on there.
The Joey Janela Adam Page street fight.
I mean, they're going to kill each other.
Yeah, they're going to kill each other. And it's going
to
be great.
It is. And I'm looking forward to the over the budget battle royal, or whatever they're calling it, too. Like, I love Colt Cabana. I love loads of dudes in that. So, yeah.
I have a theory that Flip Gordon's going to win it and then win the Royal Rumble title that next night.
I mean, what story it would be, right?
What a story it would be. So, I had something else I was going to ask you, but I forgot what it was.
That's right. Go on.
Nope, forgot it again.
Okay. It's good because we've talked about every single thing.
Yeah, we really have.
We've exhausted it. There's nothing else to talk about.
Oh, I remember. So, you know, they're talking about an All-In 2. You are wrestling. You wrestled for some What Culture shows.
I am, yeah.
So is there a chance for an All-In 2 over the budget battle royal with Simon Miller making his debut?
If I ever got that kind of opportunity offered to me, I'd have to pick myself up the floor first. I couldn't believe it. I would never say no to something like that.
Yeah, I would, right?
More importantly, I wouldn't say no because hopefully it means I've got to the point where I'm at least a half-decent pro wrestler, right? I've got an injury at the moment, so I need to rehab that.
Yeah, for
I should
sure.
be back towards the end of the year. Man, any opportunities that come my way, I mean, there are thousands of people more deserving of it than I am, but I also believe you don't turn your nose up at an opportunity. So, I mean, if it came, of course I would do it, but I don't expect it.
And how wild is that going from, like, a fan doing what you do with the videos to then a wrestler?
I still haven't processed it, is what I would say. Obviously, I got this injury quite early on, and we're just trying to get some momentum, but, yeah, it was something I've wanted to do for years, so I think more from a personal level, actually getting to do it is cool, but I also think there is a nice thing, and it sounds cheesy, but it's true, being able to do it after doing all the documentary series on What Culture,
yeah,
be a wrestler.
Sure.
I think a lot of people thought it was like a gimmick, but it wasn't, I was serious. So to get as far as I have and hopefully do more and have a bunch of people that have sort of seen that from stage one, it's quite special, it means a lot to me, it really, really does.
Yeah. Guys, Chet Pringle here with Pinned Podcast. We are here once again, StarCast weekend, and I am here with former VOD villain. He is Simon Grimm. Simon, how are you doing today?
I'm splendid. Thank you for asking.
Nice. Yes. When I came down here, you were one of the first people I wanted to meet, but you were really busy, and I've been waiting for a time to come down.
I'm shocked that I was busy. I'm rarely busy. If anything, it was the good people here at Dark Light Clothing that were busy. I just happened to be sitting at their booth because they were kind enough to have me out here and to share their lovely space with their high-quality products.
So
they can't see them because because this is audio, but I assure
they're
you
they're very good
great
quality
shirts.
Yes. Where can you get these shirts?
You can get them obviously through the. Actually, Amy, would you like to plug?
Yeah,
your,
would you like to come plug?
Wares?
Yes.
Oh yeah, sure. You can definitely check us out at darklight.com. DRKLGHT, no vowels. And you can also follow us on Instagram, Darklight Clothes. DRKLGHT Clothes.
Yes, make sure you definitely do that because these are very good shirts. I like it.
And they're also supported by Chris Wolf. And if you don't know who that is, then I hate you.
Yes, absolutely. Also, just want to say, your mustache is way more impressive than I could ever have.
I disagree with that. I think you could have a great mustache. You just need to commit.
How do you commit to such a great mustache?
You have to be willing to look terrible for a long time. And I've been willing to look terrible my whole life, so that's how I got one.
My wife says I've looked terrible my whole life, too, so.
Well, you know what you should do?
Yes.
Say, well, you still married me.
Yes, I do tell her that. And then she rolls her eyes. So, you know, we're here at StarCast. It's like such a weird experience, you know. It's 5, 10 years ago. I don't think this would have ever been possible.
Well, again, it's thanks to the miracle of the internet and streaming services that it is, in part.
Yes.
They've allowed the internet or the independent wrestling to expand in a way it used to not be able to. I mean, I've been in independent wrestling since 2001.
Yes.
I remember back when you still had to sell VHS tapes.
To get over.
Well, even just to make money, that was your only real option, was to sell VHS tapes.
Yeah.
And now, you know, you can have a show live streaming on Facebook
yeah,
the night it happens.
It's crazy. Everything's streaming now.
Oh, yeah. Everyone, again, in the past, if I had a match, you might never see it. I could have the greatest match in the world, but I might have it in front of 300 people, and that's all the season.
Yeah.
Now, you can have a match, and it's on the internet as soon as it's finished.
And everyone sees it.
Everyone sees
it. And it's such a great time to be a wrestling fan, because literally every single person, I feel like, can watch any of these shows. Like, I mean, even on the Fight App alone, like, this entire event's done.
Oh, yeah, and you have all, and again, you have options of what to see, and
yeah.
You can see almost better talent, because now we have so much more to build from.
Yeah.
In the past, you know, you had a lot of, I think it was very, people had a very singular view of what wrestling should be or could be,
mm-hmm.
And there's so much more imagination in it now that you have guys, again, you look like someone like Marco Stunt, who 2 weeks ago most people had never heard of, all of a sudden he's wrestling at the All-In event.
Yes.
And all that took was one clip from a video.
Are you going to be in the All-In event? No. Over the Budget Battle Royal?
No. I'm just going to be there.
You're watching the show?
I'm just going to be there hanging out with Ethan Page.
Nice.
And swapping stories with him and buying him chicken wings so he'll break his diet.
Chicken wings are good. What match do you think out of the All-In show that you're probably most looking forward to watching?
Personally, I'm actually really looking forward to the Over the Budget Battle Royal.
Okay.
Purely because I love mayhem. I
yes.
love truly yeah. insane wrestling matches that probably shouldn't be done.
I feel like the Joey Janela Hangman Page street fight would be right up your alley too.
It would be if it wasn't for the fact that I would say that if it was anyone but Page, because Page is too clean.
Too clean?
I hope he dirties it up for the match, but my fear would be he's so athletic and he's so clean and so good that it's not going to be nearly as insane as I want. I want PCO versus a wolf.
Yes.
An actual literal wolf.
An actual grizzly bear to wrestle fight Jay Lethal for the title.
No, just PCO, because I feel like PCO might kill the bear.
Yes.
And I'd be fascinated to see that.
That would be worth the $99 divided on Fight TV.
Oh, yes. No, it's really
$99. It's $99. Well, okay, so the pay-per-view is like, I think, $30. But the StarCast itself, you get all the events for $99.
That's definitely worth it. That is definitely worth it as someone who's here at StarCast.
Yes, and you'll be hearing this when the event's already over with, but it is definitely worth the investment.
It was definitely worth it. You did not waste your money at all.
Yes, and if you didn't buy it, well, then you missed your chance.
You should be regretting it right now.
Yeah, you're really a wrestling fan.
I think it was that one.
Probably. I mean, I don't think money dictates fandom. I don't think that's fair to say.
That's true.
Because then that means poor people can't be fans.
That's true, and that's not how
as a poor person, I take offense to that.
I mean, this is my friend's dad's jacket. So
your friend's dad's jacket?
Yeah.
I have your friend's jacket. Wow.
Yeah, not even my friend's. My friend's a lot more better shape than me. You couldn't fit it on. Guys, Chad Pringle here once again with Pin Podcast at StarCast. I have WWE former diva Rosa Mendez here at her booth. How are you doing today?
Milena Rocha is my real name.
There you go, the better name.
Yes, and it's cooler.
Yes,
and more tough.
Way cooler. Way cooler, more tough. So, how are you enjoying StarCast so far?
I love it. All my friends are here. There's people from all over the world. This is like a historical event. I'm glad to be part of it. And it's my last signing before my surgery.
Oh, wait, what are your surgery?
ACL was torn off, and same with my meniscus. So I'll be out of the ring for 8 months, which is really sad.
Yeah, that's that. Well, I wish you that speedy recovery.
Thank you. I'm going to come back stronger than ever, though.
When you see an event like All In, does it make you like want to get in like really
bad?
Yes. Like,
well, the funny thing is that I was supposed to have my surgery last Tuesday, and I said no just to come here.
Yeah.
So I postponed it just 1 week just to come here because I want to see everybody and be a part of this.
I just think it's just a once in a lifetime opportunity.
It really is.
Yeah, and it's.
I could not miss it.
Yeah, they're calling it the Woodstock of wrestling.
Yes, it is.
Which is just great.
Mm-hmm. We're lucky to be here.
Oh yeah, we are, and it's the very first one.
I know.
I don't know if I could ever afford to do it again.
You will be able to.
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping
you got to put it on your vision board.
Yes. I had this on my vision board.
Yes.
So I guess I'll just start. What are you most looking forward to, whether it be a certain event or a match for All In?
Well, my best friend Britt Baker is wrestling, and I cannot wait to see her wrestle. She is killing it. She is the future. Mm-hmm. She's going to be a huge star, and she's so humble.
Yeah.
And I just love that girl, and she's really brings magic into the ring, and she's going to kick some ass.
Yeah.
So I cannot wait to watch her.
Yeah, her Tessa Blanchard.
Oh my God! The best. Like, the best of the best are wrestling, and my best friend is wrestling, and I'm really. Yeah. I really can't wait for that.
And you know, I was actually talking on my podcast a couple weeks ago. We were talking about women's wrestling in general and the giant evolution thing that WWE is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a.
Well, I feel like the evolution has gone everywhere. It's
it
not
really
just
has.
WWE.
No, absolutely, yeah.
ROH, Ring of Honor, Women of Honor, and also the independents. The women are getting way longer matches. We're getting looked at more.
Yeah.
And I just think that it's an evolution in women's wrestling in every aspect.
Yeah, I agree. And it's, you know, even the person right behind you, Gail Kim,
she's just historical.
Yes, and it's if you're gonna have an evolution where you're celebrating women's wrestling, I feel like she has to be there.
Yes.
Like, I feel like she has
to.
And if you could go, then you should
I
be
know.
There.
Like, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, how are you enjoying post-WWE life?
I have a business called Totally Fit Mama, www.tfmama.com. It's a lifestyle brand. Helps
do you
men
have
and women
an Instagram?
I do.
Because I think I follow your business on Instagram, actually.
Yes, Totally Fit, Totally Fit Mama. Yep. And we are coming out with a new protein bar for women.
Yes.
So it's a 100-calorie bar. It's super delicious.
Oh, it sounds,
It actually tastes good, not like other protein bars.
Yeah.
It's delicious, and it is launching in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm giving free protein bars to all my friends, and I'm really excited about it.
So make sure you guys go ahead and you head up that website and you get those protein bars, and I won't take any more of your time, but thank you so much for coming
on.
It was awesome meeting you. Guys, Chad Pringle here once again with Pin Podcast. We are on StarCast, and I am here with a TNA Hall of Famer and just a legend in women's wrestling, Gail Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm nervous. You know, this is my first convention I've been
to.
You
gotta be confident.
Oh, I mean, I'm confidently nervous.
Okay, that's good. That's
yes.
good.
So, I guess, how are you doing StarCast so far?
Good. So far, so good. I came here, did Medusa's podcast. So you're my second podcast of the day.
Awesome. Well, I'm flattered to be in the same sentence as the Medusa's podcast. So.
That's awesome.
I guess, you know, just the fact that StarCast is even here, you know, it's such a huge event and something that I think like 10, 15 years ago would be unheard of for a place of this size to just be an event.
Well, just the fact that Cody and the Young Bucks, you know, set out this goal and said, we're going to do this, and they sold, from what I heard, they sold out in less than 30 minutes.
Yep.
I mean, that's
lucky. Lucky enough to get tickets.
Oh, I didn't know. I just thought, oh, I'm gonna ask if I can go to the show.
I was gonna say, I'm sure if Gail Kim rolls up and says I want to be at the show, I'm sure you
know.
Can be in.
I don't know. I was like, maybe I need to ask around, but so far, no luck. We'll see. I heard it sold out.
Yes.
Amazing. I'm so happy for these guys because, you know what? It shows that people can be successful in this business without, say, the big machine, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And accomplish their goals and show everyone truly what they set out to do and how talented they are and that they know what they're doing.
Yeah. And we were even talking, when me and Rosa were talking, we brought up, you know, the women's four-way at All In, you know, Britt Baker and Tessa Blanchard. And I'm sure you've been asked, like, every question you get asked is about women's wrestling as a whole. But I think it's worth talking about because it is come just in leaps and bounds.
Yes.
Like as a sport. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm really looking forward to that match. Definitely know all of the girls. I think I've worked all of the girls. I don't think I've worked Chelsea. I mean, I've worked with her, but not wrestled her.
Mm-hmm.
I have. Have I? I'm asking you. I'm asking you.
You totally have.
But I know all the girls really well. I feel like they're so talented. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the mix. Because I love seeing three ways, four ways. They were always my favorite types of matches. So
the more the merrier.
Yes. I'm interested.
And I am not.
And with women's wrestling, you know, the Evolution show for WWE is putting on, you know, it's something that they're doing. And I think that they are really honing the revolution, even though it was, I started with people like long before WWE. I think you should definitely be at that event if you could in any physical way.
Thank you.
So, but I guess if there was anybody at that machine, at that event that you could wrestle with that you haven't yet, who would you want to wrestle with? I know it's a hard question.
So hard. There's so many talented girls there that I really love.
I'm just saying, I would throw my wallet at the TV if it was Charlotte. Gail Kim, Charlotte Flair, I would give my kidney for.
I would really love that too. I can't pick between, there's Charlotte, Sasha, Asuka, now Kairi Sane, right?
Yeah.
She's really good too. Am I missing someone? You know what? Actually, even though her name doesn't really get brought up anymore, even by me, and I don't know why, because she came from my era too, is Natty. I've never worked a singles
You've
match with her.
You've never wrestled Natty?
I've never worked a singles match with her, ever. So
any one of those would be great.
Any one of those girls, to be honest. I would absolutely love it. I mean, there's so many talented, like Ember Moon's really good too, right?
Yeah.
There's just so many girls there and so much talent right now within the whole wrestling world. Female-wise, indie, independent-wise, I'm shocked at how many girls compared to when I was wrestling.
Yeah.
I always joke around and say, I wouldn't be able to hang with the amount of talent and competitiveness that's going on now, but there's just a big crop of women that are so good.
Yeah, phenomenally, just a phenomenal talent, phenomenal, just time to be a wrestling fan, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
So what are you up to now?
So now I'm an agent behind the scenes, working with the Knockouts, so I really love that, and I was pretty much transitioning anyways while I was kind of coming down, winding down, and I was physically breaking down, so I just kind of took that role naturally, and then when it happened, I got thrown into it, and I love it.
That's awesome.
I love working with the girls, and now it's a way for me to contribute to the business, not in the ring.
If you had to think of one Impact Knockout and really think she's gonna be just a star, who do you? I mean, I know it's a tough question because they're all probably wonderful.
Yeah, they're all really good, and I see so much potential in a lot of them. But I guess because now she's brand new to our company, and she kind of reminds me a little bit of myself in terms of the aggressiveness, is Tessa Blanchard. And
Tessa Blanchard is fantastic.
She's fantastic, and she's so young that I'm just amazed at. I'm interested to see where she's going to be in the future, because I think she will be the best female wrestler in the world probably at some point in the future.
Her and Candice LeRae, I think,
Candice is in NXT, right?
Yeah, she's in NXT. But I think her and Tessa Blanchard and a few others, I think, are really killing it as far as the women's wrestling scene. Yes. Just as far as the wrestling scene in general is concerned, I think.
Yes, they're doing really, really well. And I just hope that I can help teach her something and help contribute.
Oh, I'm sure you can. I mean, you didn't get in the Hall of Fame for nothing.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm happy to hear that.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one.
There you have it. That was all of the interviews that my good buddy Chad got while we were at StarCast for All In Weekend. Thank you guys so much for listening. And man, again, shout out to Chad for putting in the hard work, for putting in the effort, for putting us out there and getting these interviews with all of these crazy and amazing wrestlers that we got to meet. I especially shout him out for having the courage to talk to Big Papa Pump Scott Steiner. That must have been terrifying, because I sure as hell would not have the guts to talk to Scott Steiner and ask him for an interview. So guys, support Chad, follow him on Twitter at TheChad100, support this man, tweet at him how awesome he did interviewing for StarCast and interviewing all these wrestlers. I mean, this guy is just like, I'm so lucky to have him as a co-host. I'm so lucky to have him with me here at And More Media. And man, I'm telling you right now, like, I could not think of a better co-host than Chad. So thank you, Chad, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart for working so hard while we were at StarCast, because, oh my God, man, you busted your ass for this show, and I cannot thank you enough. But thank you guys so much again for listening to these interviews and we're listening to this special episode of Pinned, a Pro Wrestling Podcast. If you want to follow the podcast on Twitter, be sure to follow it at Pinned Podcast. If you want to follow myself on Twitter, you can follow me at szoomer4. That's S-Z-O-O-M-E-R-4. If you want to follow our good old manager, Sydney, be sure to follow her at S-A-Zoomer4. That's S-A-Z-O-O-M-E-R-4. And don't forget, And More Media Co. is live, and we are ready to be releasing to you guys some incredible podcasts that I know that you guys are going to enjoy. We got some brand new stuff coming to your way very soon, so you're going to want to stick around for that. So be sure to follow us at And More Media Co. on Twitter to make sure you get all the updates on any new podcasts and any new releases. Be sure to follow us there, and be sure to support all of the other And More Media podcasts that we have for you guys. You guys are going to really enjoy those. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this very special episode, and we'll catch you guys next time.